In quite a while, and you haven't heard our voices, but we are live for the first day of NBA free agency. Started at midnight. Some deals have gone down. Some deals are in the works. Some meetings are happening. And one meeting that is not happening, Kevin Durant is not meeting with the hometown team. Kevin Durant is not meeting with the Washington Wizards. Why waste time, right? Why waste time? I didn't feel like he was coming to D.C. I didn't think he's coming to D.C. personally. I think he's going back to OKC. In my humble opinion, I think he's going back to OKC. Things going on. Michael Phelps is going to his fifth Olympics. Something ridiculous. I think his fifth Olympics. Is it his fifth? London was just recently. Beijing. Rio is coming up. And was there one in Melbourne? I don't know. I had to get the guys to help me out with that one because I just thought about that just now as I was talking. So, you know, it's my birthday weekend, so I don't care. Anyway, the Nets and the O's playing good ball. Mike and Wally going to talk about that a little bit today, but we're going to be dominated by NBA free agency talk, some of the wills and dealings and some of the things that's going on. And, of course, it's Lock It Up Friday. What are you locking up? It can do with sports. Doesn't have to do with sports. And maybe, just maybe, depending on how the show goes, I can figure out some type of next 10 seconds for the fellas. But without further ado, let's talk about how you can follow us, listen to us, and all that good stuff. Check us out, Solon Sports, right here on Fox Sports 1340 AM, Hopewell, WHAP. Of course, you can go to the website or you can go to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Periscope, Snapchat, all the social media outlets. You can find us there at Solon Sports. That's SolonSports. And then also you can check us out on iTunes, Stitcher. You know, we need to get a SoundCloud too. Somebody hook that up. Somebody talk to the boss, man. Give us a SoundCloud. We're going to do that too. And what else? Hit us up 347-637-3859. Where is your favorite player going? Who is your favorite team getting? Will they get anybody? Like I you know, the Sixers are rumored to be going after people like Harrison Barnes and a couple other people, but I think one of the big pickups for any team could be Kent Bazemore personally, but I'm not going to get into that yet because I got to bring the fellas in. Fellas, we got Wally and Micah on the mic with it. They're on the ones and twos. What's going on, fellas, man? It's been a little bit. How's it going? How's your week going? You ready for the holiday? Don't all speak at once.
But, man, I ain't no Dutch. I don't need to sit in the corner and, boy, like dealing with my wife, you can have a – oh, I can't say that on the air, but, hey, man, it's me. It's the guy they know as M.E. I'm happy to be back, man. Not being on is kind of whack, man, and that's all right, you know, because we got to support our teams, you know, and figure out, you know, figure out what the day of the week it seems. And these guys, they're balling, yo. I don't know about Bradley Beal, though, but I guess it's another conversation for another time.
We're definitely going to be talking about that. Wally, what's going on, man?
What's going on, man? Yeah, mentioning Bradley. Everything's good, man. We talking about a, you know, Independence Day, 4th of July holiday, holiday weekend, excuse me. So it's about that time, cookouts. Trying, you know, trying to be a, you know, trying to crash cookouts like wedding crashing. I got to make him a name. You know what I mean? I can't have my same name. Can't go in there, go in places named Wally. Don't want to be Jerome. You know what I'm saying? I want to be, you know what I mean, Sean, Shaq. I'm going for Shaq. Maybe, you know, Allen. You know, stuff like that. You know, you do a little something on the side. But you talk about Bradley Beal, man. He got paid, man, $130 million, 5 years. Not worth it, though.
Man, there's going to be a lot of people getting paid this offseason. There's going to be a lot of people getting overpaid this offseason. I can think of a couple of people that are probably getting overpaid, that will be getting overpaid at the beginning of the season. For me, is Joakim Noah. The money that he's going to get, wow. I can't believe he's getting that kind of money. He's decent. He's decent, but he's not okay. He came off the bench last year. Let's not forget, of course, it was all in Fred Hoiberg's system where, you know, he felt like, forgot his name. Ooh, can I say that on? Oh, well, I already did.
You saw the Hoover Dam in the Grand Canyon, right? Sure. This is on the border in Arizona and Utah, I think, or is it Arizona and New Mexico?
I have no idea. Never been there.
Okay.
That's
a possible destination for, you know, people who, you know, travel on their birthday like you will be, you know, they head out and Hoover Dam.
Yeah. I want to, you know, we were all prepared to do a show last Wednesday, folks, and or this past Wednesday, I should say, and we didn't realize that the Orioles would be preempting us. So if I knew ahead of time, I would have took my behind on down to Atlantic City and hit them tables up. And then I look on the news today, and there's a whole bunch of strikes going on in Atlantic City. They're already struggling. They're already not making money in Atlantic City. And now the employers are striking. Employees, y'all better find another job. Let me tell you that right now. Because Atlantic City just ain't doing it for employees. 347-637-3859. Today is the first day of NBA free agency. Kevin Durant hasn't signed yet. He's the big name. He's the big prize in this year's free agent class. I mean, some of the free agents. Let's look at some of the free agents this year. You have, excuse me, let me see. You got Kent Bazemore. Unrestricted, Kirk Heinrich, Chris Humphreys, and Al Horford, which is a rumor he could be going to Oklahoma City. And if he goes to Oklahoma City and Kevin Durant comes back to Oklahoma City, but already Oladipo at Oklahoma City, and then you got Westbrook still at Oklahoma City, while he's locked up, might be on point. Might be on point. Kyle Korver, that's next year. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Jared Sullinger, Tyler Zeller, Evan Turner. Who wants Evan Turner? Come on, man. Markel Brown, Wayne Ellington, Sergei Karasev, Shane Larkin. He might be a nice pickup, guys. Shane Larkin. Willie Reed, Thomas Robinson, Henry Sims, Donald Sloan. Wow, I can't read today.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, Wild.
Evan Turner got signed by Portland. He's going to Portland.
He got signed already?
Yeah, he's in Portland. He's going to be a trailblazer.
Reports
are going to be a trailblazer. The Wizards also are interested in Al Horford. They're going to make a play for him as well. Going to make a play for him. But, yeah, some of those players. I like the fit with Evan Turner in Portland. I think that's a good fit. Put him at three position to come off the bench or start. That's a good fit for that team.
They need somebody who can
distribute the ball. We need somebody to distribute the ball in Portland. You got Damian Lillard, who's a scorer. You got the kid from Lehigh. What's his name? I keep forgetting his name. The guy, the second.
TJ McCullough.
Yeah, McCullough as well. Who averaged 20. Who averaged 20. So they need, like, and Evan Turner, the guy who, you know, facilitates often. So, and that's what we did in Ohio State and college. So I think it's a good fit for that team.
Yeah, McCollum kind of had a little bit of a coming out party this season. You know, with LaMarcus Aldridge being gone, they were looking for that other guy. Who was going to be the other guy with Damian Lillard? And and McCollum kind of turned into that guy this year. They playing them both at the same time in a lot of different situations this year. And I'm proud of man, kid from Lehigh, you know, that's not too far from here. It's where the Eagles used to practice for their training camp. I can get it right today. I'm trying to get everything in because we only own for an hour, folks. It's the hour of Power in Sports. That's what we are. I'm just looking at some of the free agents. Langston Galloway, I think, could be a good pickup for somebody. Solid role player. Deion Waiters, Kevin Durant, Randy Foy, Najee Muhammad. Najee Muhammad's still playing? Good Lord. How old is he? He must be like 90. Check this out, Wally. Unrestricted free agents from the Sixers. Elton Brand, Isaiah Cannon, Ish Smith, and Christian Wood. Who's going to get signed out of those guys?
I don't think anybody's going to sign them. Maybe they want some veteran knowledge. Maybe Minnesota Timberwolves will sign them just to get some knowledge for young guys. They do need a vet in that locker room, another vet in that locker room alongside Kevin Garnett. That's
now,
what I'm throwing that out there.
Seth Curry is a free agent. That's Seth Curry, not Steph.
Yeah.
Let's see some more free agents. DeMar DeRozan already re-signed is going to re-sign with the Raptors. I told y'all he wasn't going anywhere. Trevor
Booker. You know what's interesting about that, Jay Chris?
What's that?
The interesting one was they were some Lakers fans that really wanted to get him because, you know, he's originally from there. He emulated Kobe Bryant, and there was speculation that, well, because he emulated Kobe Bryant, that he wanted to go there. Well, one of the things that he emulated about Kobe Bryant LA fans didn't like, was that he wanted to carve out his own name and carve out his own legacy. And to be quite honest, it's much harder to do that in a place like LA than it is in Toronto, where he's like already almost among the leading point getters in Toronto Raptors history, where he's like already getting up there, like without even trying. So he wants to go ahead and carve out his own legacy, and that was one of his reasons for staying in Toronto. He wants people to say, you know what, I want to get like DeMar DeRozan, you know, like he wants the people to talk like him as they talk like Kobe. I don't know how many championships he's going to get being up there, but, you know, more power to him.
Not only that, but the Lakers right now, sorry, Wally, are terrible. Just like my Sixers, they're terrible right now. Delly is a restricted free agent. Matthew,
you got
Delly
signed too.
Okay, keep me up to date because I'm celebrating.
Milwaukee Bucks.
He's going to Milwaukee.
A four-year, $38.4 million deal with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Overpaid.
Good job, Jason Kidd.
Yet another overpaid player. LeBron, of course, Richard Jefferson, James Jones, Timothy Mozgov, J.R. Smith.
Well, hold on, let me tag real quick. J. Chris, are they overpaid based on our thought process of the old salary cap, or are they paid correctly based on the thought process of the new salary cap that's coming, and then there's going to be even more money after this season?
He's overpaid due to his skill set. He should
that's
be one of those guys that's making the veteran minimum. That's what he should be. I know that's not, you know, where he is, but he's overpaid due to his skill set. No matter what the salary cap is. Andre Drummond is a restricted free agent. I'm sure he'll be back. And I think I went through all these guys already. Interesting.
For your information, Andre Drummond. You're correct in your assessment that he's back. He decided to stay. He took the maximum contract, $130 million, to do everything well for his size except for shoot free throws.
And he's playing in the Olympics. No, he's not playing in the Olympics. He's not playing in the Olympics. He should get a couple dollars just for not playing in the Olympics. Oh, you know what? It seems did that. Nobody would play in the Olympics. Let me not put that out there because we may not win another gold medal. Kevin Garnett's an unrestricted free agent. You think he comes back?
Yeah, I think he's going back to Minnesota.
You think he's coming back? You think you don't
think
he's done?
They'll let him retire. He'll get on the team. He'll get on Minnesota, or unless he wants to fully spread out retire, and they'll give him a ceremony. But I think he'll have that one true last year. He'll retire, and it'll be all good.
347-637-3859. This is the Solon Sports on Fox Sports, 1340 AM WHAP. Hopewell. We're talking NBA free agency. Who is signing? Who should be signed? Who isn't signed? Who's overpaid? Look, guys. Joakim Noah got overpaid. I'm sorry. He did. He got overpaid for a guy that can't really do much on offense, and he's a very good defender. Doesn't give you much offensively, and he came off the bench last year, and he was having injuries. Man, the Knicks threw a lot of money at Joakim Noah. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's a great fit. I mean, if I'm the Knicks, I think I would look spend a little bit more to get Noah into that team. This team is making so many quality moves. You can't always get a superstar at every position, but you need a glue guy. You got Melo, you got Derrick Rose. You got Porzingis, and now you add in the ultimate glue guy in Joakim Noah, a guy who rebounds, defends, and is a good passing big man. I think it's a great position for the New York Knicks. Don't forget, Melo wanted to go to Chicago. There was a chance that Melo could have played with Chicago with Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah, and they basically was like, all right, we're gonna let Melo be that offensive weapon. We're just gonna play defense. Well, the same thing is now it's transitioning over here in New York. I'm over there in New York, so I'm a fan of it. I think it's a great fit. There were certain players I heard, like, rumored to go to New York, like Dwight Howard. I think that's a bad fit. But Noah, because he accepts his role and he knows his role and looked LinkedIn with some of those players, those core players that they in New York, I think it's an excellent fit. I think I look at New York as one of the third or second best teams in the East.
No, I agree with you. I do think it's a great fit. I think he was overpaid though. But you say you think it's worth paying a little bit more just to get that player that will be a great fit.
Yeah, I think you got to because you want to make sure you bring him to the fold, because they could have paid like say Dwight Howard, but that's not the great fit. That's not a great fit. Maybe a better player, but not the best fit.
Pay a big man that's not going to need the ball.
Yeah, exactly. Like I like Al Horford. Believe me, I'm a fan of Al Horford, and I think Al Horford has been a decent big. But I think what Noah brings to the table for that team, because we've seen the New York Knicks over the last couple of seasons play horrible defense. You got a good defender in Noah, and a guy who is going to bring it all on the court. Is going to play with a particular passion, and also going to play with a chip on the shoulder. He was, like you mentioned, he was benched in Chicago. Now this is the time for him in New York to say, you know what, I'm that dude who was fourth runner up for the MVP. Couple years ago. I'm that dude who can do it all in terms of defense and bring that energy from my team. And I'm a different kind of leader. So yeah, I think it's a good fit for New York. Again, I think it puts New York in that who's going to finish second to Cleveland in the East argument. But yeah, I think now New York fans could be excited about the season rather than being excited about a lottery pick.
347-637-3859. We're talking signings, NBA signings. We're talking free agency. We're talking who's going where. We're talking who's getting overpaid. And a little bit later on, we're going to talk Nats and O's because the guy's getting interesting. The Rangers, I was talking with Mike earlier, and he informed me the Rangers now have the best record in baseball right now. First team to 50 wins. And I said, guys, last year, Michael wasn't with us yet. I said, watch out for the Rangers. They're going to be tough next year. Even though I believe they lost one of their better pitchers again, but I thought with them having two aces really on that rotation, that they would be a force to be reckoned with. And Odor is turning out to be a very good player, and he got a lot of attention. I only know who he is because he punched. Help me out, Wally. Who did he punch in the face?
Oh, Batista, my guy.
Batista, because he punched Batista in the face.
Heard around the world.
Yes, absolutely. 347-637-3859. Let's take a real quick break because this is the Hour in Power, so we're short on time today, so we're going to get it all in. So keep it locked right here to the Solon Sports on Fox Sports, 1340 AM, WHAP, Hopewell.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Honda Small Engines, 1000 Temple Avenue, Colonial Heights. They carry lawnmowers, vacuums, blowers, chainsaws, hedge clippers, gas trimmers, and engine parts. Connors has a full repair shop. Connors Small Engines has been in business over 45 years. They have master brands like Toro, Still, Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, Ariens, and Kawasaki. That's Connors Small Engines. They're located at 1000 Temple Avenue. Call 526-7108. And say hello to Murphy the Cat.
Hello, this is Ike Forrest, the gutter man. We do seamless gutters. We make them right on the job. No job too great or too small. Also, we install different gutter guards for your needs, such as pine tags or leaves. Clean gutters is a cinch, and our price is unbelievable. Call me, Ike Forrest, at 640-0798 today for our Christmas and Valentine's special. Give your wife a long-lasting gift this year. New gutters or clean gutters. Call Ike today, 640-0798.
Hey there, this is Alex Scholl with Liberty Firearms and Surplus with all your big boy toys. Used guns, new guns, AK-47s, long rifles, military surplus, silver, gold coins, jewelry, power tools, and generators. All your big boy toys at Liberty Firearm and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell. That's Liberty Firearms and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell, with all your big boy toys.
Commonwealth Dentistry, located at 456 Charles Dimmock Parkway in Corona Heights, and on 4th and Broadway in Hopewell, provide trusted and comfortable dental care for the entire family. Doctors Beltrami, Dixon, and Stafford and their staff provide only the best that modern dentistry has to offer. They use the latest in technology and procedures to provide your care. They specialize in children, family, and cosmetic dentistry, crowns on your first visit, and teeth implants. They keep up with the latest dental procedures and pride themselves on patient care. They accept many dental insurance plans. Call now for your appointment at 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. Why Commonwealth Dentistry? They are simply the best. That number again is 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. This is Wynn Hasty. Take it from me. I go there.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City Sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Martin Oil Company, 2313 East 100 Road in Chester. They carry fuel oil, kerosene. They take care of heating and air conditioning, plumbing and electrical repair. Martin Oil Company repairs and installs furnaces, water heaters and air conditioners, electric panels, and electrical wiring. Martin Oil also sells topsoil, fill dirt, sand and gravel, and mulch. Martin Oil family, they've been in business since 1925. Parton Oil Company.
For the best in new and used tires in the Tri-Cities, look no further than Tread Center. 1955 Pollock Road, just minutes from Fort Lee. We had to guarantee best prices on new tires because our tires are sold at cost. That's huge savings for you. We also have a wide variety of used tires. So go by and holler at Clyde and the family today and tell them DJ Foot sent you and get that special discount. All other tire shops in the Tri-Cities, we just letting y'all know you've been warned. It's a new shop in town, Tread Center, 1955 Puddle Duck Road in the Burg.
This is Neil Hounshell from Unity Motors in Petersburg. Are you tired of looking for cars for you and your family? Stressed out, doubtful, scared, untrusting? Don't be. They are some car dealers who truly care about you, and not just your credit score and your Social Security number. Who are we? Unity Motors. Unity Motors wants to know you and what your needs are. Unity Motors is a Christian-based auto dealer in Petersburg, and if we don't have what you want, we'll get it for you. We offer to help rebuild your credit, whether you are bankrupt or just slow paying. We help first-time buyers. We don't want to bury you in payments. We give a 3-month or 3,000-mile warranty on all cars plus zero deductible. If you want to extend it, we can do that. Come on down to Unity Motors in Petersburg, 946 East Wisconsin Street. The phone number is 804-733-2886. 804-733-2886. 404-733-2886.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
And we're going to come back to the free agency talk right here on Fox Sports 1340, WHAP, Hopewell, Soul and Sports. But real quick, I want to get into the Nats and the O's. And we got to talk about the home team real quick. And Mike, you had some interesting facts about the Nats and the O's, and I'm going to give you the floor.
Oh, sweet. Well, this is for our resident baseball expert, as I am developing my wonderful knowledge, and I'm asking him questions, and he's giving me instructions and teaching. Well, first, go ahead and start with the Nationals, because with the Nationals, man, I mean, their June was not as good as it could have been, but it wasn't too bad. But man, from like June the 18th until the 25th, they were just losing, and there was just like no rhyme or reason to it. At least the Dodgers, I understood the pitching aspect of them. But I mean, then, you know, they close out the month, five straight wins. So, you know, Wally, exactly what was going on in these five straight wins? How come they started to go ahead and do their thing? And what was up with that game against the Mets where they were like stealing like six bases? They were just stealing bases in one inning, and just like the Mets didn't have an answer for them. What was going on?
Well, for I can speak for the in terms of what was going on with the Nationals in terms of why they started off slow and now they're back to what it is. Is obviously it comes from pitching. You got Steven Strasburg who's on the DL, so obviously that messes up the rotation to a certain extent. But the Nationals are a strong team. I mean, baseball, I mentioned before, you're going to go through these peaks and valleys, and Jay Chris can talk about it. He's a big baseball expert as well. But when you have players like Wilson Ramos, you got players who are stepping up all around in terms of, like, you know, you got Revere, Jay Chris, who's playing for the
Ben Revere.
You got Revere at the leadoff. This team is now starting to be starting to play more consistent baseball. And if you got Danny Espinosa, who's hitting home runs left and right, I believe he had a 6 RBI game, if my memory serves me correctly, during the road trip. So this team is now in a position, I feel like, to win the NL East. The Mets are still around. The Mets have to get healthy for them to kind of contend with the Nationals. You get the Marlins, who are playing good baseball. Marlins made a trade to get Fernando Rodney, who's going to be their setup man. He was a good closer in San Diego. Now he's going to be a setup man in Florida. So the Nationals still going to have to be, you know, still going to have to stay consistent and play decent baseball. But the Nationals are in a good position. They brought up one of their higher prospects, pitchers. I can't get his name right now. Actually, he's one of the top prospects of baseball. I'll pull it up. But they're deep. They're a deep team. They really are. And that's why the Nationals will never be on a big winning streak. A big losing streak, excuse me, because one, they're a deep team, and two, they have the pitching to kind of negate a long losing streak. They got Max Scherzer. Gonzalez. Even though he was struggling, he's still a guy who can stop a streak. You got Ross, who's been pitching lights out. You got Roark. So they're always in a position to stop a losing streak at any time. So hopefully, you know, Bryce Harper can get hot. Once Bryce Harper gets hot, I feel like it's all going to go full circle, and this team's going to be even more dangerous.
347-637-3859. Go ahead, Micah. Go ahead. I just wanted to put that out there.
No, you good, bro. I'm sorry. I just, you know, just wanted to touch on that. You know, currently they are leading the National League. They are leading the National League East, 48 wins. Next closest are the Mets and the Marlins tied at 41. You know, National League Central. We know that, it, you know, especially if MP1 gets let on, I think he wants to get on.
I'm right here.
I was going to mention them because it's part of the league standings, and right now, probably with the biggest distance of anybody in their respective leagues in the National League, 11 games up, no Chicago Cubs, and them doing random things. Joe Maddon is a weird dude, doing just random things in the baseball game to confuse the opponent. He's like Bill Belichick without the cheating. I'll just leave that sitting there for a second. All right, good. So, let's talk about the O's, man. The Orioles, Wally, the Orioles have been doing some damage as well. They've been winning game after game. They're winning to their last six of their last seven. Seven of their last eight since the 22nd. And, you know, they've been showing signs that they've always been, you know, being able to do comebacks, being able to take control, hitting more home runs in the month of June than almost they ever had in their history. But they got something on the rise. And they got something on the rise on July the 22nd, the 23rd, the 24th. And that's against the current streaking right now, Cleveland Indians, I guess inspired by the Cavs, you know, playing inspired ball right now. You know, after the All-Star break, they got this series against the Cleveland Indians. How do you see that going for the Baltimore Orioles, Wally?
Well, I think the Orioles are playing great baseball. They lost game one of the series. Luke's hopping their winning streak against the Seattle Mariners. Valid effort to come back. They were down 4-0. Cut the lead down to, you know, they lost 5-3. But they're playing great baseball. They broke the record in terms of hitting home runs in a month with 56 home runs in 1 month. So this team is playing great baseball. Like I said before about the Baltimore Orioles, this team from 1 to 9 has nothing but 20 plus power. So you can only imagine what pressure this the Orioles team does when they're hitting right. You know, beginning of the season, Adam Jones was struggling, and now Adam Jones at a leadoff position has been lights out, and he's playing like that all-star center fielder that most Oriole fans and observers have seen over the past some odd years. But if they play the Cleveland Indians, I feel like it'll be a good game. The Indians have a great pitching staff, but again, I don't get into early July when it comes to series. I mean, these teams are close, but it's not. I feel like these teams still have a certain, you know, they're not given. Put it like that. They're not sure things within their own division. You got the Royals, who I feel like can go on a winning streak and still take that division. You have the Orioles in the AL East. You still got the Red Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays, who if the Orioles falter, they can take the division. So I don't look at the division that, like, you know, like the Orioles have it on lock or the Cleveland Indians have it on lock. Like, okay, this is a preview for what's going to happen. And then you got to talk about a team in Texas. I mean, Texas right now has got the second best record in baseball. So,
it was the best record three days ago. I was mad.
Yeah, second best record in baseball. So, the Orioles, to me, the game against the Indians, I wouldn't put that much onus on it right now. But let's talk about that. Let's talk about that in August, September.
347-637-3859. Wally, you've spoken like a man after my own heart. When it comes to baseball talk, the season doesn't start until after All-Star game, but you know it really gets down in August and September. That's when everybody is on top of their game, or they should be. And if they're not, then they're going to be on the outside looking in, like a lot of teams will be. What you do right now doesn't matter, but the momentum that you can start now can lead you into the playoffs and really keep things going. How many times have we seen teams go into the playoffs that really didn't look like much early, and then, you know, they get rolling into the playoffs, and then they end up winning the World Series? Those are the type of things that happen in baseball and football as well. We're talking O's and Nats, but I think that talk is done because it's time to get back in the NBA free agency. My favorite sport, the basketball, and we were talking off air about some guys that, you know, have some things in the works and have some things that are already done. Let me get that page back up.
I know I'm late in the program, and I probably already talked about it, knowing how we talk about people on the radio. But I mean, these contracts. This is the problem with the NBA. This is why lockouts happen. I know it's a players' league. But these guys aren't worth this money. And that bargaining agreement is going to come back. It's going to hurt the NBA in the long run. We're seeing guys like Nicholas Batum get, $74 million. We're seeing Parsons just signed for almost close to $100 million with Memphis. Timothy Mozgov, really? 6 points and three rebounds gets you $54 million? That's just absurd.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we were talking about, well, at least I know I was saying that, you know, guys are getting overpaid. And Mike, I said, you know, why are they getting, and he mentioned the salary cap issues and things like that. And then when the new cap comes in, it's going, the money is going to be even crazier. Okay, you're going to, because you got your LeBron Jameses, you got your guys that are going to be free agents again. And they're seeing this money that these guys are getting. These guys that probably don't deserve the money that they're getting, okay? Jordan Clarkson, who is a good ball player. He can go. He's a good young ball player. We're not really sure what he is just yet, but he's a good young ball player. That's one thing you say. A four-year, $50 million deal. That breaks down to about $12.5 million a year. Am I doing that right? About $11, $12 million a year. Not bad for a young player. He still has a one more chance to probably get the big contract. But like a guy like Dellavedova, what did we say Dellavedova's getting? Let me go back. He's going to the Bucks for where is he? Here, no, that's not 38.4 million. Is he worth that? Hell no. Not in my opinion. Dellavedova. Matter of fact, he's still living off of the two games that he had, that he played some decent defense on Steph Curry in the finals. Because what has he done since? He barely got any time in the finals this year. The games he played, they lost. He didn't get off the bench in the games they won, unless it was junk time. Dellavedova is getting $38.4 million from the Milwaukee Bucks. Evan Fournier is getting $85 million. Five-year, $85 million deal.
Yeah, $5.
It's worth about $5. No, yeah. Evan Fournier can ball. Evan Turner. Now, you guys know how I feel about Evan Turner. If you don't, there's a disdain type thing. I don't personally dislike him. You know, I've met him in the locker room, whatever. But $70 million for Evan Turner? What have you done?
Who did he resign with? Did he go back to
Trailblazers? He signed with the Trailblazers.
He went to Trailblazers.
Four-year, $70 million. Now, the only one that, you know, Wally made me believe or made me accept the deal that Joakim Noah got. He put it in.
It's not official yet, though.
Well, that they're talking about him getting, I should say. He put it in terms that make it make sense for me, and I can get it, because I guess if something makes that much sense for you, then you do what you got to do to get that done. And if they got to pay a little extra to get Joakim Noah in there in a system that will probably work very well, I say you pay that extra money. I mean, Joakim Noah, he is an all-star. He did come off the bench and he had some injuries, but he is an all-star. He doesn't need the ball. Carmelo needs the ball. We know this. Derrick Rose can distribute or he can go on his own. They can make some things happen in New York. They can make a playoffs with Joakim Noah. They can get back into playoff hunt. I'm still looking at this. Jared Bayless, he's getting $27 million with the Sixers. Three-year, $27 million deal. Good for him. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to sign with the Sixers, to be honest with you. I mean, why? I guess a guy like
they're
Jared
doing
Bayless.
Doing good things out there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got a young core. Yeah. And you can make some things happen. They will be attractive to free agents next year, I believe.
Of course.
Isn't this the year that they can actually start winning now, like on purpose?
You know the best class, supposed to be the best class, is next year. The best class, the highest of freshmen are next year. So they're best. They want to be bad again. They're going to get a real superstar. They can get a real superstar next year. They know a lot of them, too. The upcoming draft has been compared to the 2004 draft.
You know why I hate that, Wiley? You know why I hate that? Because here's the thing with the draft, right? You could very well be right. Okay, let me just say that first. You could very well be right. However, we don't know what these kids coming out of high school,
these
one and done kids, we don't know what they're going to be. We know what they are right now, but we don't know what they're going to. And then they could decide to stay, which changes the whole draft up.
They could decide to stay.
That's why I hate the
chances
early.
They won't, though.
Chances are they won't, but some of them do. I mean, Harrison Barnes stayed 3 years, and people thought he was going to leave after his freshman year.
Yeah, that's true.
you know, the whole judging next year's draft based on these high school kids coming out, I really hate that. I really do. And I know,
well, you know
we do it all the time. Go ahead.
See, the thing about drafts are, and this is how people have to gauge it, is like when kids come out and they leave out early, they're judging it off next year's supposed draft picks are going to come out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's how they kind of judge. That's why a lot of kids, people don't realize a lot of kids left early when they weren't supposed to this year's draft because they were intimidated by the following draft. So a lot of times what kids do is like they kind of gauge some of the so-called phenoms coming out, who's going to play next season, who's probably going to be highly touted draft pick. Like, you know what, I'm better off coming out now with this group, with this crop rather than that crop because I probably my draft status may drop a little bit. That's always in the consideration when kids are thinking about entering the draft.
Yeah, you're right. You're very right. That is true. And unfortunately, if they're thinking like that, then they're probably not ready to be in the NBA. If they're worried about that they're not going to make the cut in the next draft. I mean, but we see it all the time. Marcus Paige, Bryce Johnson. We see it a lot. These two guys. This guy Marcus Paige was at one point in his college career was thought to be the player of the year. And then mm-hmm. did he get drafted in the second round? I believe so.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yes, he did by Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. Second round, one time thought to be the player of the year in college basketball, and then go and mind you, he didn't really lose much. He didn't lose
not really.
As far as
not really,
did.
Not really, no, not at all.
I don't know. The NBA. I don't like to make this comparison because this is very dramatic. Soon the NBA is going to be like the hip hop game, where you're going to have your few guys that are really good, and then everybody else is like, "Yo, what are you doing?" That's what it's going to be.
Hip hop game.
I really hope not, because there's so much trash in hip hop right now, and these guys.
So much trash in the NBA right now.
I know, but at least these guys take time to practice there. They take time to practice their craft a little bit. These guys don't practice anything. They don't work on rhymes. They just walk into the studio, sound like an idiot, and leave. You know, minus the guys who actually write their stuff. But once again, this is one of the major reasons why the one and done rule, which is only in place because the NBA wanted somebody until they're 19, should be like totally abolished, and if not abolished, at least amended to where if you decide to go to college, then you have to stay in college for at least 2 years, because then you at least get 2 years of playing a team game, and you actually have to go to class one of those years. Huh? Novel concept.
Don't count on that. Actually having to go to class. There's guys that went to school for 3-4 years and didn't go to class.
Exactly. Ben Simmons, 1 year.
They got those special tutors. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
UMass basketball.
No, we have African American studies at North Carolina. That's all.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of guys. I mean, North Carolina guys, they can go to class.
Yeah. Look, UMass guys can go to class.
UMass guys. I went to class. I went.
I don't know. I went to class. I kind of tried to. It always happened.
I went to class. I enjoyed.
I tried
class.
To go to class. It depends what class. Ms. Barco,
all the girls were, in class, so I went to class.
Yeah, depending on what class.
All the girls were in class, and they were in the calf. So I went to the class, and I went to the calf.
Now we're talking the calf. Yeah, now we're talking
the show. 347-637-3859. Go to college, kids. Trust me, you will enjoy it. Talking NBA. Free agency started 12:00 midnight this morning. It's always weird to say. It started at midnight. It wasn't last night, but it was this morning. Kevin Durant still hasn't signed yet.
Is that 12 midnight Eastern time? I mean, that'd have been 9 p.m. Western
12
time.
Midnight. 12 midnight Eastern time.
Eastern time.
Yeah, 12 midnight to East. Kevin Durant still has not yet signed. However, there are reports that say that the Sixers are out of the running for Kevin Durant. Yeah.
He's 90% supposedly 90% sure. His homie said 90% sure he's staying in OKC.
Well, I just got this across my desk just now. I just came across it. There's an egg on Twitter that said that Kevin Durant is not going to the Detroit Pistons. That's from an egg
definitely.
On Twitter.
Yeah,
what exactly does the egg mean? I get those all the time. I thought those were like spam accounts.
I don't know. That's just
egg,
like when you don't have a picture yet.
Isn't the egg like that anonymous dude that wants to talk trash and troll you, but you don't know who they are?
It's a placeholder.
I thought they didn't have a picture as an egg, right? They don't have a picture, right?
Right.
That's what
yeah,
it's
they
like.
Don't have a picture of the egg.
Yeah.
It's a placeholder. You haven't been born yet. You haven't hatched. Oh, this just in from Captain Obvious. Kevin Durant is not going to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, this just in. Kevin Durant's not coming to D.C. like I told people that he wasn't.
Yeah, I think everybody said that one.
No. I kept hearing from everybody, including somebody on this program, that told me that I know for a fact because I spoke to such
Ooh.
And such to know such and such to know such and
Ooh.
Such.
No, I told you the Lakers. I told you the Lakers. That's what I told you. I told you the Lakers were a teammate.
Oh, I was talking about a computer right now.
Yeah.
I would run the tape on you telling me that you spoke to his dad or his dad's brother.
Yeah, I did. I told his dad. I know exactly what I said. I know. And you put it. One, you're filling my source. You were filling my source, which you're not supposed to. One, you're filling my source, which you're not supposed to. That's one. That was the source you were not supposed to mention. That's cool, though. That's cool. Secondly, I know what I said to the
That's
Lakers.
That's Cardinals.
I know.
I didn't know.
Exactly.
I didn't. Come on. I didn't. All right. Mute me.
Man.
Same with Wiki.
Should we go to break? Should we go to break? No, we ain't going to break.
On that note, lock up that Mike Knox just screwed up. Lock it up.
So, I forgot what we were talking about. It's an hour and five. We got like 15 minutes left.
Well,
we were
talking about these guys as grossly overpaid and how Kevin Durant is not going anywhere. He's just figuring out where he's going to go next year after he gets his paycheck.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think he's going to, when he signs, and this is just me spitballing here, I don't think he's going to sign like a one-year deal. Like, I don't think you do all this for a one-year deal. I'll be surprised if he did. Maybe he, you know, let's see if he does the LeBron thing and signs a multi-year contract with a player option after every year. Let's see if he does something like that. I mean, if I were a top athlete, I would probably do that. I would want to do that for all of my contracts. Have a player option where I could just get out of it every year. I just would. I mean, because I think that way you can negotiate for more money every single year. But it just puts the pressure. You're betting on yourself that you got to do well. And actually, you're not really betting on yourself because you have a multi-year deal, and all you got to do is opt in, and you're still getting paid. Nothing the team can do about it. Because if you have a player option and the team doesn't have an option, you're going to get paid. Man, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Let me talk to management at Fox Sports. I need to negotiate my contract. Renegotiate what I'm doing here. Let's talk some more free agency. Let me see this list that Micah had graciously given us here. Micah on the job. Derrick Rose is going to the Knicks. Y'all heard that, right? Derrick Rose to the Knicks. Y'all heard that. Al Jefferson to the Pacers. DJ Augustin to the Magic. Magic trying to load up a little bit. Bradley Beal. Is his money worth it? I think he's an above average player. That doesn't stay healthy. 5-year contract, close to $130
million.
$130 million for Bradley Beal.
Absolutely not, but you got to pay what's out there to be paid. You know, you can't, at the same time, the Wizards can't afford to lose him. He is the second best player on the team when healthy. They need shooters. He's developing into a good shooter. You don't want to let him go. You don't want to let him go, and then he can't. You know, you left shot in the foot. The problem is that come next season, you're gonna have a problem with John Wall because he's getting paid more than John Wall is.
The salary cap will go up next season, right? Or is that the season after next?
No, it goes up next season. That's why everybody's convinced that, you know, that's why LeBron opted out and, you know, it's going to sign a year. That's why it's speculated that Durant will only sign the one-year deal. Because if you look at the contract, I think I saw a thing on Bleacher Report. It is actually funny. You know, I can't stand Bleacher Report. It shows Kevin Durant, you know, with the Kanye West bed thing where he was in a bed with all the people naked.
They showed all the different.
That joint is hilarious.
Ish Smith signs a 3-year deal, $18 million to join the Detroit Pistons.
The fact that his name is Ish, he shouldn't get no money in the NBA because his mother should be in court for that name.
That might be short for Ishmael.
No, it's not. Actually, his name is Ish. And the reason why I know it is, because when I first heard it, I said, hey, that's how I don't cuss on Twitter. Or when I don't want to cuss, you know. If anybody ever got his notice, you know, you guys know me off air, so you know I got a, you know, sort of a potty mouth. But, you know, I would never publicly be on social media using words. So I love the fact that I use the word Ish an awful lot. So, yeah, that's that brother's name.
Ish Smith. It should be Ishmael. Should be. I'm just saying. He got paid for his skill set. $18 million. He should probably be. I mean, he's going to come off the bench. He's not going to start behind Reggie Jackson. He's going to come off behind Reggie Jackson. But actually, his name is Ishmael. I'm looking at his contract now. His name is Ishmael Larry Ish Smith from Charlotte, North Carolina. Born in '88, young boy. Went to Wake Forest. Didn't know that. $18 million for Ish Smith. He's like a blown pass away from the D League. Hassan Whiteside signs back with the Miami Heat. Did you see his video that he posted saying that he's staying in Miami?
Nah, he did. He made a video.
He made like a little video, just like a, you know, something like Snapchat, Instagram type video. Nothing major. Not a major production.
Oh, okay.
But it was like, yeah, where you gonna go? And he's like, I'm not going home. I'm not going anywhere. Something like that. I don't know. It was something. It was a little blah. I just want to know if you guys saw that. Guys like to be very creative these days. I mean, I thought the most subtly creative thing that happened on Twitter, as far as athletes are concerned, was Marshawn Lynch announcing his retirement by taking a picture of his cleats up on a wire. Subtly creative.
Yeah.
Subtly creative. But they're still talking to him. He may be coming back. Look, we don't have a lot of time left, so let's take a real quick break. We're going to come back and lock it up for the weekend, y'all. We will be right back, I promise. Keep it locked, y'all.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We've brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Marshall Cab Company invites you to give them a call at 458-3325 when you're in need of transportation. That's Marshall Cab Company, Hopewell, serving Fort Lee, the Tri-City areas, with local and long-distance transportation. Remember, Marshall Cab Company, they will go as far as your money will carry you. Marshall Cab Company, 458-3325, operating right here in Hopewell.
Gonna build our new dream home down by the riverside. Ingram Realty is my guide. The Landings at Anchor Point, the newest riverfront neighborhood in the Appomattox, located in Hopewell, just 1/2 mile from Fort Lee, features single-family houses, condos, and townhouses. Models open noon to 5, Wednesday through Sunday. Contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508. Located in Hopewell, contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508.
Looking for a barbershop that does old-fashioned shaves and haircuts? Look no further than the Broadway Barbershop, 224 North Main Street in Hopewell. Kenny and Keith do hot towel shaves using a straight razor. They shave around the ears and do shoulder massage. No appointment necessary, just walk on in. They're open Tuesday through Friday and the first Saturday of the month. Check them out on Facebook, Broadway Barbershop, 224 North Main Street in Hopewell. You'll not only look great when you leave, you'll feel great as well.
Shoes need repairing, don't know where to take them? Cavalli's Leather Shop and Shoe Repair, 3514 Oaklawn Boulevard in Hopewell, is the place to go. Cavalli's features a complete line of motorcycle apparel, including vests, jackets, chaps, road packets, tool pouches, and gloves. Need a patch sewn on your biker's vest? Cavalli's is the place. They also carry Western boots and hats. That's Cavalli's Shoe Repair and Leather Shop, 3514 Oaklawn Boulevard in Hopewell. Phone 458-2016. Open 9 to 6 weekdays, 9 to 5 Saturdays.
Hi, this is Chuck Pendis speaking. Anti-termite and insect control have been in business for the last 42 years. We do federal, state, and local contracts. We do business without contracts. Remember, if they fly, they die. If they creep, if they crawl, if they go up your wall, we get them all. Call 458-8439. Remember, if they fly, they die. If they creep or crawl, if they go up your wall, we get them all. Call 458-8439.
Hello, this is Jess. I'm talking about an auto repair shop that does foreign and domestic, major or minor, auto repairs, diagnostics, brakes, tune-up, oil changes, and suspensions. 14 years of quality service at affordable prices in Hopewell. Kohl's Auto Repair, 914 Sycamore Avenue in Hopewell, Virginia, between Woodlawn Street and Oaklawn Boulevard. Phone number is 804-541-2700. 914 Sycamore, 804-541-2700. Kohl's Auto Repair.
Red's Tax Service, it's tax time again, and the place to go is Red's Tax Service, 105 Pickwick Avenue in Colonial Heights. Red's Tax Service has been doing my taxes for over 40 years, and I haven't gone to jail yet. Red's offers electronic filing, drop-off, walk-in, and appointments. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 7, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 1 to 5. Call 526-8715, Red's Tax Service. Fishing and golfing information are free.
Veterinarians Dr. Mary Brown and Dr. McDonald of VCA Animal Care Associates in Colonial Heights are dedicated to providing your pets with the quality care you want and they deserve. Their staff will take the time to explain treatments available for your pet and provide you education on the various pet-related issues you may encounter. Although they are available when illness and problems arise, the Animal Care Associates team is focused on preventive care. They offer Care Club, a wellness package, which allows for monthly payments for vaccines, spay, neuter, dental cleaning, as well as annual screening diagnostics to detect early disease. Since our pets cannot talk, early detection is so important. Boarding facilities and grooming services are also available to round out your experience. Located at 2403 Boulevard in Colonial Heights, Animal Care Associates is the veterinary practice of choice. They are open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, and Saturdays, 8 to 1. 804-520-2273 for the best in pet care. You will not regret it.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times,
giving you Tri-City Sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
And we're back live here on Fox Sports. It's Friday. It is the end of the week. It is a holiday weekend. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe and all that good stuff. But right now, you know what time it is. It's time for...
You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
And I want to know, guys, are you locking anything up this weekend? Because I know what I'm locking up, but I want to know what you guys are locking up.
Well, I know what you're going to lock up, so I'm going to lock up something that's worse than your lockup, because your lockup is a fun lockup. I'm going to lock
right
up the fact that there's not going to be bad traffic. Y'all get ready to laugh at me, right? There's not going to be bad traffic as tomorrow I have to drive. You ready for this? To Newark, New Jersey at 6 o'clock at night. Y'all know who's not leaving at 6 o'clock at night, right? Me. That's who. Lock it up. I'm leaving out of Richmond at least at 10:30 in the morning to get my butt to Newark, New Jersey. Lock it up for the weekend, baby.
Man. I gotta soak that one in before I lock that up. Oh, you gotta.
You better lock it up. You lock
God bless
it,
you, brother.
Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
Wally, what you locking up this weekend?
I'm gonna lock up the Baltimore Orioles winning the series against the Seattle Mariners 3-1. They lost game one, so I have them winning three straight. So I'm gonna lock that up.
Ooh. You locking up a 3 straight wins?
Yep, 3 straight wins. 4-game series, I'm locking up 3 straight wins.
Oh, my goodness. Michael, what are you locking up?
You better lock it up. No, you lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
I'm locking up enjoying the time with my wife on the weekend, and I actually get to take a break. We're going to go see The Purge because it's available.
The Purge Election Day. Lock that up. Oh, what happened to the lock? There it is.
You better lock it up. No, you lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
And I'm locking up. This is my, oh my goodness, what is going on with this computer here? I'm locking up. This is my birthday weekend, and I'm locking up the fact that I'm going to have fun. As soon as this show is over at 7 o'clock, or 6 o'clock, I'm locking it up. That's all we got, y'all. We're getting out of here. It's time to go. We thank y'all for listening. Pay attention to NBA free agency. We'll talk to y'all next week. We out of here. Peace.